I want to talk to you about something that nobody seems to ever notice when they talk about Iran. When we're talking about Iran, we're talking about people, the leaders, that are called, they're called Twelvers. They believe in the 12th Imam, the Mahdi. This is one spooky dude. Twelvers are so dangerous that the Ayatollah Khomeini at one point banned them. Said we got to kill them all because they're too crazy. The Ayatollah Khomeini said that. Now, everybody has been talking about how Iran launched its most advanced missiles earlier this week. But here's what you should be paying attention to. Iran's President Ahmadinejad, he says this at the end of all of his major speeches, including last Wednesday at the UN. He said this.
Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and peace and blessing be upon our master and Prophet Muhammad and his pure household and his noble companions. O God, hasten the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi and grant him good health and victory and make us his followers and those who attest to his rightfulness.
Okay. Okay, hasten the return of the 12th Imam, the Mahdi. That's not a good idea. Joel Rosenberg, the producer of Inside the Revolution documentary film based on the best-selling book of the same name. Joel, it's not a good idea to hasten the return of the Promised One because the Promised One only comes after the world is washed in blood, right?
That's right. As I describe in the documentary film and in the book, Inside the Revolution, this is a serious theological argument made by Shia Muslims, not all of them,
yes,
but certainly by Ahmadinejad, that you need to create chaos, carnage, and even genocide into which the Islamic Messiah comes and establishes justice and peace.
So if I can explain this, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I can explain this, if you're a Christian and you believe in the end times, you know all the tribulation, it's going to suck beyond belief for a long time, and then Jesus comes, it would be like a Christian saying, hey, let's just really make it suck really hard right now because then Jesus will come. Not a good idea, but that's what the Mahdi, or I'm sorry, that's what Ahmadinejad believes. Hasten the return. Let's just make it as bloody as we can. So when he says, oh, Israel, you're going to be vaporized, he believes that he is going to be fulfilling prophecy, and it's going to be good for the Islamic world if he does that, right?
That's right. In Ahmadinejad's twisted world, he believes essentially he's the John the Baptist for the coming of the Messiah. But you're right, in this case, to bring the Messiah requires launching genocidal wars against the Judeo-Christian world,
right,
to destroy the Judeo-Christian world. And this is why he's using the word annihilate. He's saying annihilate the United States and Israel.
Okay. The Twelvers believe that, and you hear this all the time, that the United States is the Antichrist, and the little Antichrist is Israel. That's because we believe the Antichrist is a person. They believe the Antichrist is a force. Right?
Many Muslims do. There's
okay.
some division on that. But
I'm talking specifically about the Twelvers.
The great Satan.
Right.
Yes.
I'm just talking specifically about the Twelvers. Okay.
We are the great Satan.
Okay. So the Mahdi, when he comes crawling out of the well, he is supposed to create a global government. He persecutes the Christians, and he has them either submit or he cuts their heads off, right?
Right.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, in fact, what's more, the Islamic Messiah is supposed to come with Jesus. Jesus
right.
is the deputy, the lieutenant, and forces people to convert or
right.
die.
Well, yeah, he'll testify to the Mahdi, and he'll say, hey, by the way, you guys misunderstood. I'm not the son of God. This is the man right here,
right.
correct?
Right.
Okay. They seem to me to be a lot like end times prophecy, war, rumors of war, signs of natural wonders, etc., etc. It seems like the same thing that plays out in the book of Revelations. Are they connected at all, at least in the minds of the Twelvers?
It's a mirror image, so there's a lot of similarities, to be sure. But, of course, the difference is that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, that this good news, that God loves you and will accept you and forgive you and save you, this good news must be preached to the whole world, so, as a testimony to all nations, and then the end shall come. So followers of Jesus Christ think they're supposed to bring good news and peace and the message of salvation through the cross before Jesus comes.
Right.
But the Twelvers believe you bring death, destruction, and horror, and then the end shall
okay.
come.
So the Ayatollah Khomeini in the revolution of 79, He said these 12ers are too crazy for even him. What happened? Because is Ahmadinejad the only one? Are there a lot of them? It's my understanding that the government now is full of these people. Is that true?
That's right. Well, the Ayatollah Khamenei, the current supreme leader, was a disciple of the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Okay.
Apparently, it's turned out that he has been a secret closet 12er because he clearly believes the same things as Ahmadinejad. Why do we know this? There's been a lot of statements by Khamenei, but the key is this rigged election.
Yeah.
Khamenei could have gotten rid of Ahmadinejad if he wanted to. He has pulled him back on several mm-hmm. key issues over the years. But on this issue, end times theology,
he
has given him free rein,
okay.
And now a new term.
All right, so I want to make this clear. I'm not saying that these things are true. What I'm saying is our government, they only seem to take the violence from these crazy Christians, you know, and people at tea parties, they take that deadly serious, but they don't think that people like Ahmadinejad believe in this stuff. It's important, if you're even going to negotiate it, that maybe they're bluffing, maybe they don't. But it's important that you understand this, and I don't think our government, I don't think Bush understood it, and I don't think Barack Obama understands it. Agree or disagree?
I agree with that, and that's the problem, is that Ahmadinejad, in that UN speech last week, was more explicit about his end times theology than any other time in the last 5 years that he's been giving
these
speeches.
What did he say?
He actually gave several paragraphs of describing something called entizar. That's a Shia Islamic eschatology notion of having the patience to wait for the coming Messiah. And he went on at length on this. Moreover, on an NBC News interview on Sunday, Ann Curry did. It was broadcast on an alternate network. But she actually asked him, Ahmadinejad, about this. And he said that he's in direct communication with this Islamic Messiah. That's the first time that I've heard in these last 5 years him go on the record, in this case with an American reporter, though NBC did not actually report the story, but they did broadcast it, but to say that he's in direct communication with this mystical Islamic Messiah. That's why this is important.
Okay.
Islamic eschatology, end times theology, is driving Iranian foreign policy, and the White House, members of Congress, certainly the UN, are not paying attention to this urgency that they have to bring about the end of days.
All right, Joel, thank you very much. We'll talk again. I have to tell you, I was over at another network when I remember watching this at the UN and hearing that and hearing the translation. This is a few years ago, and I went, who's the promised one and why should we hasten him? We did our research, and it's frightening if these people believe it. If they don't, We should learn what they do know and what they don't know, what they believe and what they don't, because it would change the way we sit down at the table with them. Very dangerous situation in the Middle East.